We are marionettes, Shankara says, but we can free ourselves from being marionettes, from being whirled by the Maya of the Lord, by a method which the Lord himself gives us. And what happens then? The actions of the marionette, which are fixed and determined and repetitive, so that our lives become simply a repetition, again and again and again, the same thing. Then they can become free and creative and reflect the will of God instead of reflecting our personal will. Nobody likes to be told they're marionettes. When after a meeting somebody says, oh, well, of course, once he said that, you were bound to do that. You say, what? Oh, yes, every time he says, put something up, you always oppose it, don't you? We all know that. We have bets on it. What? No. You say, oh, yes, there's this, and this, and this, and this, and this, wasn't it? And that's always vigorously opposed. Oh, no, no. Or everything he put up was very unsound. And then they sometimes produce the ace of trumps. They said, do you remember that time when he put up something and you raised an objection? You said, no, on the contrary, it's the other way around. And then he thought and he said, you know, I believe you're right. And then you immediately said, I'm wrong. Well, these are marionettes. And the teacher says, while our actions are fixed and determined, then they simply become meaningless. Well, what happens? The chapter 5 of the Gita says, when the man is freed from the bondage of his past sanskar, of his nature, prakriti as it's called, he will begin to receive inspiration and energy directly from the Lord. And the actions then are no longer predictable, they're new. I do nothing at all. Thus would the truth knower think. Yukta, with the mind. And Shankara translates yukta, it means yoked with the mind, concentrated in samadhi. Then one could think, well, what would this be like? Would it be like being behind a glass plate, like the studio manager in a cubicle, and watching something going on, a drama going on in the cubicle? What would it actually be like? I do nothing at all. Thus would the truth knower think. Thus should the truth knower think. Yukta, with his mind in samadhi, though engaged in walking, talking, seeing, speaking. This is one of the several cases in the Gita where the samadhi is not only in the sitting meditation posture, but is in the ordinary actions of life too. Now, to become a free agent means to cease to be a marionette, controlled by the impulses of illusion, and especially revolving around egoism. The ego forms one of the rods. Whenever that's actuated by the machine, the whole puppet is actuated by the ego. And a particular modern teacher has taken this point and said, you know, all these yogic practices are based on a fallacy. Because the man who thinks, and he gives three examples, he says, the man who thinks, well, I'll accept the instruction. I'll get up early in the morning and meditate. Or the man who thinks, I'll become a brahmachari. Or the man who thinks, I will control anger, and to the best of my ability, I will try to forgive. Now, all those three people are acting from egoism. Inevitably, they will have the thought, I am getting up early in the morning. They are all asleep. I am a brahmachari, and that is the highest meaning. I forgive, others are vengeful. So he's reinforcing the very ego that he's supposed to be getting rid of. So all yoga practice is self-contradictory. It reinforces the ego. It's the ego that decides to do it, and the ego that carries it out.